KNW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. WTJKT.
KO4HX.
Yep, everybody's doing well.
Road here. I need to, for some reason, I forgot to plug in my car last night, so I gotta stop here and charge for a bit. For my regular breakfast stop and at least, charge while I'm getting something to eat. It's usually a quick trip, but we'll see what this, this Shell station has this morning.
80.
A-firm. While I'm charging at 400 amps.
NC9B, mobile.
On KO4HX.
CES, mobile.
Andrew, KO4HX.
Morning, Andrew, KN4TSW.
NC9B.
And I hope everybody's doing all right on this chilly morning.
I got about 43 degrees up here.
Greer. It's over here in Edmonds. I'm wearing a light jacket in the morning.
What'd you get for thinking on early on a Monday morning?
No better. What's going on this weekend? I thought I heard Ham Fest, but I wasn't sure.
Sort of Ham Fest, but it's a get together where guys are going to be selling stuff. It's a swap fest, is what they're calling it. It's over here in Hendersonville at Genizio's, or Genizio's, however you want to say it, on Spartanburg Highway. So it wouldn't be too far for you to come.
Not me. And it's only Saturday?
It's Saturday, 9 to 12.
CJKT.
The Radio Club is putting on a swap fest, is what they're calling it. Saturday at 180's in Hendersonville on Spartanburg Highway. They're going to be an APRS demo, fox hunt, and Cliff is demoing MCOM tools he's got going on to.
I got food here, but will you text me that? Because I got a couple radios I've been trying to get rid of, so I might head on up there.
I'll try to get you that information today, Eric.
We'll be back in a bit. W2JKT.
Another one, because we're going Boy Scout camping this weekend down in Oconee State Park.
In North Carolina at my mother-in-law's.
I figured you fellas are going to come out and wish me happy birthday.
Birthday, how's that? I'd rather sleep at home, but, you know, got to do what I got to do.
I used to do the same thing until I retired.
I sleep in my hammock, not my tent.
Trips this summer down to Hunting Island.
I just booked a trip to Dreher Island for September 21st. Actually, the 22nd. 22nd is like the 27th. Spent 5 days at Dreher Island there outside of Columbia.
Been there, but it's been a few years. I'll have to see what we're doing. I don't think I have anything booked for September yet.
92. My buddy's on site 91.
It's in Hunting Island. I say we're down there, I think it's 4 days at the beginning of June. And then beginning of July, 4th of July, we're down at St. Augustine. And then the end of July, beginning of August, we're back down there at Hunting Island.
Hunting Island.
Because there isn't anything. Just the animals and, you know, just nature, and that's it.
For a tent, Ken.
You know, Hunting Island, we're doing the camp, going to drive the camper down. When we go down to St. Augustine, we're staying in a little cabin.
Hunting Island, I've heard great things about that place.
Place, we really enjoyed it. I got on that first loop where you're not back in the woods and the mosquitoes.
Get the scouts reservation at Hunting Beach State Park, but it was completely booked for this month.
Really done the camping business. Kind of put a sour taste in my mouth because you can't find reservations like you used to before COVID. You can get them all the time.
Went into Huntington Beach. I wanted to be down there, but man, I ain't never been able to book anything.
called down there and made reservations, tried to, and everything was booked. Even the primitive sites were all booked up. You know, most people don't tend to stay in the primitive because there's no power and electricity. KO4CEN.
ATM back.
NC9V. You remember that radio we talked about that shorted out? You said it was the Zener diode?
Backwards, right?
My son bought it and tried to hook it up, but it just kept burning fuses. And apparently it's, you said that's probably what it was. It's probably a simple fix. I said you might want to look at it. I've got the truck. If you ever get over close.
Well, today, exit 27. Are you going to be anywhere near there today?
I'll not be over there, but I'll be in a big old tractor trailer.
There's a big, like a truck stop, Exxon fuel station. They've got, you know, plenty of room for trucks over there, right off exit 27 on the west side of the exit, right across from our road. I can meet you up there, or I can meet you somewhere else convenient.
Put it in the truck with me and take it up there, but like I said, I can't go too far. 27, which one's that? I don't remember which exit that is.
That's 81. Well, it's exit 27, but it's route 81.
I'll do.
Big building.
I'm going to reach you so I can keep your holler and let you know I'm there.
Yep.
Hold on.
Be on my number.
I can do KO for 86.
I can text or give me a call. Let me get my phone out here and check my meeting schedule this morning, too. 10 a.m. today, so I don't have any meetings after 10, believe it or not. So, anytime after that, just shoot me a text or call me, and we'll meet somewhere. And I can travel a ways, too. I can, if I need to go a little bit, that's fine.
What's your earliest appointment? Because by 10, I'll be already in town here.
I'll be 30, but I'll be free before then.
You're looking about 6:30, close to 7.
I get to the office around then, because I'm sitting here charging, and my Google ETA is 6:40. So if you just want to meet somewhere on my way in, we can do that too.
All right, about it'll probably be closer to 7:15, around that part.
Let me know. I'll run down and meet you somewhere.
NC9B. Appreciate it.
JKT.
QSY to the 285.
Back to you, JKT, QSY.